This Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach, is called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And the reason it's called the Great Shabbos, we're told, is because it's the Shabbos of a great nes, a great miracle, and really the miracle that begins the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the actual Exodus, leaving Mitzrayim on the first night of Pesach. Shabbos that year was the 10th day of Nisan, and it was on that day that Hashem gave them the mitzvah that they should take a sheep, each family should take a sheep and tie it to their bedpost and keep it there for 4 days. And then on the fourth day, on the 14th of Nisan, which was Wednesday, they should take that sheep and bring it as a korban, as a sacrifice for Hashem. That was the first korban Pesach, the first paschal offering. And then it was later that night by the Seder, where they ate that sheep and they ate the matzah, that you have the 10th plague, the death of the firstborn, the revelation of Hashem, and the exodus of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, and really the creation of the Jewish nation as a nation. So all this begins on that Shabbos, when they take that sheep and they tie it to their bedposts. And it's on that day that the Egyptians are asking the Jewish people, what's the story with the sheep? Why are you tying sheep to your bedpost? And they tell them. And they tell them what's going to happen. And they say in 4 days, there's going to be the death of the firstborn. The firstborn hear this and they become very afraid, obviously, understandably. And they demand from Paro that he should release the Jewish people. Paro refuses. And an internal war, a civil war, breaks out amongst the Egyptians between the firstborns and the other. And this becomes a devastating blow to Egypt and the first of the series of miracles that leads to Yetzias Mitzrayim on Wednesday night, the 15th of Nisan. So it's a Shabbos, a great Shabbos, a Shabbos of miracles. But miracles is really the story of the whole event, all of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, starting with all the plagues and then the revelation of Hashem and then the splitting of the sea, is really all about miracles, so much so that the entire month is called the month of Nisan, which the word Nisan, of course, means Nes, which is miracles and miraculous. We've discussed in the past that the Jewish calendar really has two beginnings. There's the month of Nisan, the month of miracles, and the month of Tishrei, with beginning with Rosh Hashanah. And the basic idea being that Rosh Hashanah is where Hashem created the world, and Hashem created the world to obviously run its natural course and the natural order of creation. So Tishrei represents the natural order of creation, the natural order of things. Nisan, on the other hand, represents the miraculous, the divine, that which is supernatural above nature. And here we have the mitzvah about this month, where the Torah says, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim." This should be the beginning of the months of the year. And our calendar in the Torah starts with the month of Nisan. Nisan is called the first month, and Iyar the second month, and Tishrei is the seventh month. And the idea being that Hashem is telling us that although there are these two orders, there is the natural order of things and there is the miraculous, but for a Jew, our month, our year starts with Nisan. Our year starts with miracles and understanding that the focus is the miraculous much more so than the natural. And I want to talk about that a little bit more here, using the Tishrei and Nisan model. You know, in the Torah, agriculture is a big deal, especially the agriculture of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the holidays are all really following the pattern of the agriculture. In Nisan is where you have the beginning of the harvest, and that continues on Shavuos when we gather the fruits, and then on Sukkot when you bring the fruits into the home. And really, the way the year is set is that in Tishrei begins the process of planting. Planting the fields and beginning the work of the fields. And then the harvesting really begins in Nisan. So if you think about it in that way, Tishrei represents the beginning of the work year, and Nisan is the harvest that comes forth, the crops, and the harvest that comes forth from the work year. So the Tishrei represents the work year. Now, what's the idea of the work year versus the harvest? So typically, we work for a living, whatever we do, and then at the end, we hope to reap the benefits, the fruits of our labor. So Tishrei is the work and Nisan is the labor. So how do we look at that? And really, there's two approaches. There's the naturalist, if you will, approach versus the person who lives with miracles. The person who's more of a nature-minded person says it's all about the work. Right? We work, we'll work hard. And if I work hard enough, I'll be successful and I'll be able to reap the benefits, the rewards of my labor, of my work. And when I reap those benefits, when I'm able to make that harvest or whatever profession I'm doing, whenever I'm able to receive the benefits, so I look at it as a result of the hard work that I put into it. And that is a very natural way of looking at things. One works hard, and therefore one will gain. If one will work less, they won't gain as much. Because after all, it's my work that creates the blessing. That is the approach of the Tishrei-minded person, the natural-minded person. The Nissan-minded person sees it the other way altogether. When in Nissan one receives the fruits of their labor, when they receive the blessing of Hashem, they look at it, wow, Hashem gave me a blessing. And whatever they received and whatever they were able to make, that's a blessing from Hashem. And yes, they understand because it's a natural world, we had to work for it as well. And therefore, we had to put in the time and the effort to work. But I know and I believe that the blessing comes directly from Hashem. The blessing is being given to me as a gift from Hashem. And Hashem told me to work as well. And that's why there's so many times when a person might work very hard and the blessing might not come. A person might work much less and the blessing might, yes, come. The miracle-minded person says, of course, because the blessing is directly from Hashem. My work is just something that I'm supposed to be doing. My work doesn't create my blessings. And that's the difference between a Tishrei-based year or a Nisan-based year. The Tishrei or nature-based year is the one who puts the tremendous significance on the labor, on the work, because that's what's going to create the blessing. And Hashem says, no, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, for a year his calendar starts in Nisan. We start with the recognition that what we receive is a miracle from Hashem, a gift from Hashem, though we're meant to work for it as well. Indeed, when we became a nation, it was in Nisan. When we started out with the man coming directly from heaven, a Nisan nation. When we came into the land of Israel, we came in Nisan. We came not to a place where we have to work, but rather to harvest, to receive the bracha directly from Hashem. One more idea. The Rebbe talks about this concept of nature versus miracles, and he says there's really four types of situations. And he says there is some things that are just blatantly clear miracles, and there's nothing we can do about it, things that we just can't understand whatsoever, like the miracles of the splitting of the sea and the exodus of Mitzrayim. There are miracles that are definitely miracles, but they come somehow in the guise of nature, like the story of Purim. The story of Purim, nothing actually miraculous happened, yet the whole sequence of events is miraculous when we look at it, the pattern, and we all recognize it as a miracle, but it's a miracle that's somewhat invested within nature. Then you have things that people say aren't miracles at all. It's the basic nature of things, how a person does, our work and our success. And there too, there are times when a person does very well, very successful. We might call it, wow, that person had a great fortune, great luck. Right? So it's natural, but wow, there was something special there. It really worked out well. And then there's very basic nature. Person worked and made a paycheck and that's it. Basic stuff where one doesn't see the miraculous at all. Four levels. Again, that which is clearly miraculous, miracles that are within nature. The nature which where one does very well, very fortunate, very good luck, so to speak, and very basic nature. So the nature-minded person, the Tishrei-minded person says, well, basic nature, that's just nature. If a person does well, they have good luck. Well, it was a lucky day. Even the miracles of Purim, well, there's a natural way to explain it. Even that which we can't explain at all, well, there's got to be some level of explanation. And a Jew is the opposite. A Jew, no matter what, if it's an obvious miracle, of course it's a miracle. If it's Purim, obviously it's a miracle. If one does well, wow, Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem gave me a miracle. And even if it just seems basic nature, a Jew understands, no, it's Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Our life begins with Nisan, with Nisan, with miracles. We understand that everything and every day and every moment and every success, and even when the success isn't shining, it's all a miracle from Hashem and a gift from Hashem. That's how we became a nation. That's how we started in this month of Nisan. We live today as well in a time of miracles, miracles in the land of Eretz Yisrael. We've seen miracles. We experienced them. We should see more and see miracles for everyone and everything that they need in life, personally, collectively, in the great miracle, the greatest miracle of all, where just as we left Mitzrayim so many years ago, we became a nation. Once again, we leave this Golos and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu with the coming of Mashiach speedily, and we spend this Pesach in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu, the third base of Mikdash, speedily today. Have a wonderful Shabbos.